This recording, Jiangsu 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So, she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Karma, Karma, which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So, Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to mail out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
My hometown is Hehe Town, Qidong City. I came to Suzhou to study English in 2007. My university is Suzhou University of Science and Technology. I like traveling because Suzhou is close to Shanghai, and the Expo 2010 will be held soon, so I want to visit it, and many countries exhibition will be shown then, and then I can learn a lot from it. So I also want to visit America, France, England, and so on.
Kongzi, Lin Yi, Xue Di Ye. 一一子曰：“学而时习之，不亦说乎？”一两有邦之远方来，不亦说乎？一三人不知而不言，不亦君子乎？为真第二两两子曰：“四三八一言以蔽之，曰四五邪。”两七自幼闻小，子曰：“君子小者。”思为能养，知亦缺母，即能有养，不仅乎以别乎？两十，子曰：“死其所以，贵其所由，察其所恶，忍也受哉，忍也受哉。”